Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Video Store Podcast. My name is Nick, and I like movies. Thank you again for joining us as we visit the local video store in Northeast Pennsylvania, aka my entertainment room, where we select a movie from the collection, watch it, and then talk about it. On certain occasions, I'll be joined by a guest, a fellow movie fan who may have seen or may have not seen the movie before, and from there, we'll give our review about the movie, what we liked, and what we didn't, with a little information about the film, the stars, the director, and other fun facts. This podcast will release an episode every month with a new film to discuss. And with our reviews and thoughts about the film, we hope that they will entice you to watch the movie for yourself and that you can form your own opinions from there. Hello, everyone. Thank you again for joining us. It is Christmas Eve, December 24th, day before Christmas. And we have our final episode for the end of the year. Thank you for joining us. So, folks, what better way to end this season of the video store with a great classic Christmas flick? Now, I'm sure you're all thinking, yeah, it's probably A Christmas Carol or National Lampoon's Vacation, Jingle All the Way, which are all great films, by the way. But no, instead of those, we're going to go with another classic film. Such an amazing, amazing movie right here, ladies and gentlemen. Directed by Bob Clark, it's the 1983 movie A Christmas Story. Now, A Christmas Story is such an amazing movie, everybody. If you haven't seen it yet, you definitely must add it to your watch list. It is available everywhere. You can get physical media copies of it. You can stream it for free on HBO Max or TBS or even on TNT. Like if you have regular cable, they do a 24-hour marathon of A Christmas Story. You could also rent it or buy it from Amazon or Prime Video. Christmas Story, 1983. The runtime of this movie, it's not that long. It's about an hour and a half, maybe an hour 33 at the most. It is one of those iconic films that takes you back in time to make you look at and relive days of the past, especially for the parents and the grandparents that watch this. They will recognize and remember all the different parts of their childhood growing up. A little bit about the movie, directed by Bob Clark. Now, Bob Clark, you might recognize, he's been a couple other movies. One of his more notable movies that, in our realm of film here, you look back and he made one of the first, quote-unquote, holiday slasher movies, a little movie called Black Christmas. Now, that's another great movie, but that's a movie for another time. And if you haven't seen Black Christmas, check that one out, too. It's a really good one. The cast of Christmas Story, you have Peter Billingsley. You have Darren McGavin, Melinda Dillon, and you have the movie is narrated by the one and only Gene Shepard. Now, Gene Shepard, you might recognize his voice. He was a voice talent from back in the day. He also is the narrator of the attraction, the Carousel of Progress at Walt Disney World in Florida. Yeah, so he is father in Carousel of Progress. And he also does the narration for A Christmas Story. And the first time I saw this movie and I heard his voice, it was so recognizable. I'm like, oh my goodness, it is the guy from Carousel of Progress. Now, a little bit about the movie. It's very straightforward, very simple. It's set in the 1940s. You have a little boy named Ralphie Parker, his brother Randy, and his parents. Now, Ralphie is one of those kids that has a list for Santa. He's at that point, he's not too old to disbelieve, but he's still at that point where he's right there. And he tells Santa what he wants. He wants a Red Ryder BB gun. That is the whole premise of the movie, trying to get that BB gun. Throughout the movie, it goes through, I believe it's maybe the week of Christmas. So it's the week leading up to Christmas. So all the hijinks and adventures of what he goes through to get this BB gun for Christmas. You see him go to school. He tries to convince his teachers that he needs that BB gun. He tries to convince his parents. And he also tries to convince a mall Santa that he needs that BB gun. But time and time again, everyone tells him, no, he doesn't need the gun. He'll shoot your eye out, kid. He'll shoot your eye out. That is one of the themes of the movie. And that is what Ralphie's up against. His challenge is trying to get that BB gun. Now, Ralphie does have some other notable characters in here to talk about. You have his good friends. You have Flick and Schwartz. And then, of course, What movie in the 40s wouldn't be complete without some bullies? You gotta have bullies. Nowadays, bullies are, they're still around there, but, it's not good to be a bully anymore. But back in the day, you had bullies. You had your two bullies. You had Scott Farkas and Grover Dill. Now, those characters were, they were great. They were fun. It was a lot of fun. I mean, obviously, bullying is not a great thing, but for the sake of film and for the sake of this story, it works. You also have during the movie flashback scenes or a little cut out like dream sequences where Ralphie is a sheriff and he goes to shoot the bad guys with his BB gun. Another one would be Ralphie's teacher turns into the Wicked Witch of the West from the Wizard of Oz. So many different cutscenes that are always memorable. They have great soundtracks. Ralphie gets an A plus on his writing theme. You got the Bumpus Hounds that live next door that ruin Christmas Day by ruining the turkey. The old man, his father, which they call the old man, he's one of those dads. And there's a select few dad characters in different films and that are memorable to you. You have like Goofy, he's memorable. You have Atticus Finch. You have Clark Griswold. But of course, the old man, he is one of those iconic dads that will remind you of your own father. And he, in some ways, not a lot of ways, but in some ways, he reminds me of my dad. And it's just, it brings back. So it's a very wholesome movie, very warm-hearted, great feeling film here, folks. Now, it's very nostalgic. And then what else happens? There's a whole sequence where the bullies keep bullying Randy and Ralphie and their friends. And then there's a whole little sub-story about a decoder ring from Little Orphan Annie and trying to cipher the code. It's be sure to drink your Ovaltine, which is annoying to Ralphie because he thought it was more important. Ralphie stands up to his bullies, which is awesome, and a lot of kids can probably relate to that. We also have the whole sequence in the mall with the Santa. So they get to the line, and this is one of the few times you actually get to see Gene Shepard in the movie, physically in the movie, not just the voice. He's there, and then it's a whole sequence of waiting in line to see Santa. For some reason, the characters of The Wizard of Oz are in it. Probably because this movie is distributed by MGM. So it's an MGM movie. Wizard of Oz is also MGM, so they incorporated a lot. There's also a cameo by Mickey Mouse, which was interesting during a Christmas parade. So yeah, he was attacked by the flying monkeys from The Wizard of Oz. I don't get it. But so they finally get to Santa, and it's one of those Santas that's like, doesn't want to be there. It's like, oh, I just want to go home. I'm tired of this. And then there's the slide. So once the kids get up, walk up to the top of the structure, tell Santa what they want, then Santa puts them down the slide. So his elves just drop them down the slide. When Randy gets up there, Randy starts crying. So Santa's like, okay, goodbye. Drops Randy down the slide, and Randy ends up in the snow pile. Ralphie gets up there, and he totally blanks on what he wants. So Santa's like, how about a nice football? And Ralphie's like, I don't want a football. And then, as they put him down the slide, he stops himself and he climbs back up. And he's like, no, I want a Red Ryder carbon by action air rifle. And then Santa goes, he'll shoot your eye out, kid. And then, with his foot, pushes him down the slide. Oh, so it's hilarious. And that image of Ralphie smiling at Santa before he goes down the slide is actually on the cover of the DVD that I have. So I have the 2-disc special edition. And oh, it's just amazing. And then the family decorating the house for Christmas, putting up a tree. There were no TVs at that time. They had a lot of radio shows and stuff like that. So, again, the nostalgic feeling of the 40s, the cars, the Major Award. If you're not familiar with what the Major Award is, there's that leg lamp. And that has become a holiday decorating staple in America. A lot of families have those leg lamps either. It's like an actual lamp. They have the actual lamp itself, or like a little figure of it, or a plug, this or that. I actually have two of them. I have one of those solar dancing ones and one that you plug in the outlet. But yeah, the lake lamp sequence. Ah, fragile. Yeah, it must be Italian. Yeah, such memorable quotes from this movie. Very iconic moments. Fast forward towards the end of the movie. It's Christmas Day. Ralphie and Randy wake up. They go down, see all the presents. The parents follow right behind them, and they watch everybody open gifts. And it's funny because the parents are drinking wine at like it's probably 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock in the morning. It's funny. I just caught that, and it's funny. It's amusing, and I understand how they feel at this point. So everybody's opening gifts, and then you have the pink bunny outfit. Now that outfit is one of those another moment in this film's runtime where it's like, ah, and you start laughing and chuckling at all the different sequences throughout. And the aunt actually made him that bunny suit, and then was like, put it on so you could, and you only have to wear it when your aunt comes. He comes down the stairs with the outfit, and the dad goes, it looks like a pink nightmare. And it's just hilarious. Hilarious. There's also the sequence where Ralphie and the father are changing a nut on the tire because they got a flat tire after getting a Christmas tree. The oh fudge sequence, one of the ways they censored it to get, but everybody knows what the word is. And then the aftermath of that, where he has a bar of soap in his mouth. And then back at Christmas, that's everybody's, all the gifts have been opened. Randy's asleep in the pile of wrapping paper. Dad's like, did you get everything you wanted? Ralph's like, yeah, I guess so. And then the dad's like, what's that on the side of the piano? So then Ralphie goes over there. The mother looks oblivious to the fact that the dad bought Ralphie the BB gun that he wanted. He finally gets the BB gun. He goes out back. And he has a target set up. And he goes to shoot. And after he shoots, he almost shoots his eye out. But the BB hits his glasses instead of it hitting his eye. And then he accidentally steps on his glasses and breaks them. As a guy who wears glasses, it was kind of hard to watch at times when I originally first saw this. I felt bad for Ralphie at that point. Then the mother's cooking Christmas dinner, which is a turkey. And as the mother tends to Ralphie up in the bathroom, try to like patch up his, he has a little cut under his eye, try to patch up the cut. The next door neighbor's dogs, the hounds, the Bumpus hounds, come in and somehow, and they go to the kitchen and eat the turkey and destroy the kitchen. So then the father's like, all right, we're going out. So they go to one of the only few places that are open on Christmas Day, Chinese restaurant. And another iconic moment from the movie. You have the Chinese restaurant employees singing Christmas carols, and they bring out a duck, like a Chinese duck for dinner instead of a turkey. The head's still attached to the duck, even though it's cooked. So then the owner cuts the head off in front of them. That was their first introduction to Chinese Christmas dinner. And the way the movie ends, you have Ralphie and Randy back asleep up in their rooms. Randy's holding on to a blimp that he got for Christmas, and Ralphie's holding on to his gun. And it's snowing, and the parents are downstairs looking out the window. Music fades out, and it's the end of the movie. Again, another great film. That is A Christmas Story, everybody. Not a long runtime, only 1 hour and 33 minutes. Such a great movie. If you haven't seen it, I highly suggest you watch it. If you don't own it, I would suggest you own it as well. It's a great movie to have to your collection. 1983's movie. What else can I say about this film? Great classic. Again, if you have cable, put on TNT on Christmas Day tomorrow. 24-hour marathon, and it's great. It is a great sequence. Oh, I almost forgot. There is a sequence where the kids are at school, and they do a triple dog dare where where Flick sticks his tongue to the flagpole and it gets frozen there, so they call the fire department. Oh, another great one. On the subject of Christmas Story, they have two movies that follow this. They have a second one. This is A Christmas Story 2, which doesn't have the original cast, has nothing to do with the original story, and it's set in summertime, which makes absolutely no sense. That one I would avoid. if at all possible. And then last year they came out with an official sequel to A Christmas Story. Obviously they can't call it A Christmas Story 2 because it's already out there. So that one's called The Christmas Story Christmas. And it's a direct follow-up to the original Christmas Story. And they have Ralphie, Scott Farkas, Schwartz, and Flick come back. The actual original actors from that. The only original ones coming back to reprise their roles as Ralphie, Flick, Schwartz, and Scott Farkas. And it's a good one. It pulls at your heartstrings a little bit at the beginning because it talks about because the father died. So it talks about like all the memories that they had together and stuff like that. But that one's a good one too. I would suggest you watch that if you want to continue on continuation of A Christmas Story. Well, everybody, there you have it. Another one in the books for us. A Christmas Story directed by Bob Clark with a PG rating. It is definitely a family movie. Definitely a great family movie to watch. Again, folks, thank you so much for joining us. I hope you had a lot of fun today, and I hope that you will find some time to watch A Christmas Story because I think it's a great movie. You can take my word for it. You don't have to take my word for it, but definitely check it out. It's a great holiday film. Again, you can watch this either on HBO Max if you have it, on TBS, or TNT, those apps you can watch it on. But again, if you have cable or whatever, you can watch the 24-hour marathon on TNT. They always do it every year, or if it's and then you could also rent it or buy it through Amazon or on Prime Video. Thank you so much, folks. Again, Merry Christmas. It is Christmas Eve as of recording this one. Thank you so much for joining me. I hope you had a lot of fun. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to you, your family, and your loved ones. Make memories. Spend time together and have a lot of fun. And enjoy the holiday season, everybody. Thank you so much. And actually, you know what? I'm going to give you all one Christmas present. The Christmas present I can give you is this. We're going to do a bonus episode. We're going to do one more episode to finish out the year. Why? Because I don't like ending on an odd number. Because if we were to end the year with this one, this would be number 7. So we have to do one more. So we're going to do one more bonus episode, and that'll be coming out after Christmas, closer to New Year's. So stick around for that last one for the season. Oh, I almost forgot. What candy am I gonna get? I actually have a little tin right here, and it's called Don't Fudge It Up. And what it is, it's little sour cherry soap candy. So they look like Pez candy, but they're in the shape of soap in Christmas Story fashion when Ralphie gets soap in his mouth for saying fudge. All right, everybody. Thank you so much. Take care. Good night. Good luck. And we'll see you all a little later.